This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. And now let's step outside to the parking lot for a visit with Shani Jardin, our technology contributor.
I'm your gadget concierge.
That works good too. Okay, why are we in this car? What's going to happen?
We're in this car because Apple recently teamed up with BMW to provide what they say is the world's first truly integrated iPod-to-car sound system. Until now, if you wanted to play music from your iPod in your car, you'd have to rig something up that would either go through your FM stereo or maybe go through your cassette player.
Yeah, that's like in the old days when you had to put a cassette in your cassette player, which would link up to your CD player if you wanted to do that.
Right. It's exactly like that. Only here, as you'll notice, here I'm just going to open up the glove compartment where you're sitting,
right.
And inside you see that there is an iPod, and it's connected with this cord right into the sound system directly, so there's no middleman. But I can then take this off, and I can then disconnect the iPod when I want to go to the gym or when I'm going back to my desk and sync it up with the songs on my computer or listen to it while I'm jogging on the treadmill or what have you.
Okay.
Shall we take a listen?
Sure.
Okay. I loaded it up with some Ralph Stanley for you.
Bluegrass! Yeah, that would be the young Dr. Ralph Stanley there, back in the good old days. And over yonder stands little Maggie. Anyway, so how did these buttons here on the dashboard or the steering wheel connect to the iPod, which is in the glove compartment?
So just as a lot of late model cars now offer controls for your CD player and your FM stereo, either here on the dashboard or right in your steering wheel, now you can do the same thing with your iPod, too.
Right. So is there a way that you can tell what's on the iPod?
That's one of the drawbacks with this system. I mean, there are a lot of things I like about this, but one of the things I don't like is, look, we can see exactly what radio station we're listening to, we can see even what program's on, but then when we switch to iPod mode, we can only see the number of the playlist and the number of the song on that playlist. So there's no text up here on this display that we're looking at that tells me that was the Clinch Mountain Boys and Ralph Stanley playing Little Maggie.
Right.
But there are other aftermarket products from manufacturers like Belkin that are just coming out in time for the holiday season that do give you that information. The downside is that they're not built right into the steering wheel, and they offer some other disadvantages.
Right. You don't want to be leaning over here to the glove box when you're going down the highway.
Good heavens, no.
Right,
that's
right.
The whole point.
You know, in the future, why wouldn't all this stuff be like on a fighter jet, like a heads-up display on the inside of the glass, and you could see it?
Well, perhaps reflecting? It would, but I know that just speaking for myself, I'm easily distracted, and
yeah.
I think that more controls in my field of vision are about the last thing that I need for driver safety.
Okay, so ideally you would want it down here on the radio itself.
Yeah, so that you can ignore it if you're focusing on more important things like not touching other cars with your car.
Let's say you got a date and you want to program the evening, so
got
music to pick the person up with and go to the restaurant or the movie, music for a late night drive out in the country. Could you do that?
Well, since I've started using an iPod, I've broken up the moods of my life into little chunks like that. So you'll see, for instance, here on my iPod Mini, I've got playlists for, you know, working out, blading by the beach, sad, depressing music.
Okay, well, we have to close here. We started with bluegrass music. You're going to leave. I'm going to go back to work, and you're going to go down the road off to something more fun, probably.
Rollerblading on the boardwalk.
There you go. What kind of music?
I'm going to listen to some really funky 80s roller disco dance tunes, and I'm going to listen to something by the Gap Band right now.
Okay.
That is music by the Gap Band, whoever they may be. Shani Jardin talks with Day to Day about technology and about gadgets. Thank you for coming to do this.
Thank you, Noah.